Later this week is Rosh Chodesh. So one of the mitzvahs d'rabban we have following Rosh Chodesh. This month we have many mitzvahs d'rabban on and following Rosh Chodesh. We have Dal Parshas. And obviously we have a Purim coming up in Mirtz Hashem, but that's already 2 weeks afterwards. But one of the dinu d'rabban that we have every month following Rosh Chodesh is Kiddush Levana. Kiddush Levana is a Gemara in Sanhedrin, quoted in one of the lesser known corners of Shulchan Aruch, Simin Taf Chaf Vav, in Orachayim. It's in the section of Orachayim which is dedicated to Hilchus Rosh Chodesh. It's after Shabbos, before Pesach. Orachayim as a whole, the first chalak of Turin Shulchan Aruch, which is often printed with the Pirish of the Mishnah Berurah. So Orachayim as a whole divides, loosely speaking, into three thirds. The first third is the cycle of the day, from getting up in the morning, and brachas, and tzitzis, and tefillin, and davening, and brachas on food, and halachas of going to work, and the halachas of being kovei itim, all the way through into mincha, ma'ariv, and so forth. So that's the first chelik, or Mishnah Berurah, which is published in two volumes. It's the first two halakim. And then the middle third is the Hilcha Shabbos. If you're looking at Mishnah Berurah, that's Halakim Gimel and Dalad. And it goes through first the cycle, the time cycle of Shabbos, from Friday into Friday night, and the Neiris, and Davening, and Kiddush, v'chulu, v'chulu, into the day, into Matzah Shabbos. Then it goes through all the Dinim, Ha'aser v'ha'mutter. And finally, the last third of Arachayim, after going through the daily cycle and the weekly cycle, the last third of Arachayim goes through the yearly cycle. And that's essentially Chalakim Hein Vav of Mishnah Berurah. Yodam Chalakai, it starts right away with Hilchus Pesach. That's where we're at. And it takes you through Pesach into Sfira Sa'omer, a little bit of Hilchus Shavuos. And then Tanyos, and the Tisha B'Av, and Rosh Hashanah, and so on, so forth, all the way through up until Purim. But the truth is that last third, actually, the beginning of that last third before Pesach is Hilchus Rosh Chodesh. The way they print Mishnah Berurah is, instead of putting that at the beginning of Chelek Hei, it's at the end of Chelek Dalad, so it's sometimes less noticed. There are a number of important dinim there. Some of the dinim about the lanings, unique lanings throughout the year appear there. For those who are interested in how you calculate the molad, how you calculate the luach, so the tourist charts are all over there. Halachas of Rosh Chodesh, big machlokas rishonim, about whether you say bracha on Hal Rosh Chodesh or not. All that is over there. Together with, in Simen Taf Chaf Vav, Kiddush Levana. Birkas HaLevana. Birkas HaLevana. We have one of the Birkas Haria, as we know, every month. Haro Levana Bichidusha. You see the new moon, you make a bracha. And the Gemara tells us, and this is a piece of Gemara that we say, the minig is to say every month as a part of the Sage of Kiddush Levana, that there's a special element of Kabbalas Pnei Ashchina in Birkas HaLevana. There's added access to recognize Rebbe Yerushalayim and coming close to Rebbe Yerushalayim in the course of a proper Kiddush Levana. Hilka Tzarech Lomer Me'umad, we quote from Abaya. That's why you stand when you say Birkas HaLevana. And the Rishonim write that it's also appropriate to be well-dressed and well-groomed for Kiddush Levana. You should look your finest. You're freshly, you're wearing beautiful clothing. You're mavusam, as Rishonim say. You smell better. I guess, but once upon a time, they didn't have indoor plumbing. They couldn't shower every day. Yes, you smell your best right after Shabbos is over, before you get deeper into the week. Maybe you're better shaved. You know, the mice they say from the Satma Rav, a fellow, I was told many years ago in Ashraga, there was a Yid who had to shave once a week for work, but he got to pick when during the week he wanted to shave. I'm not sure how that scenario is possible. But he had to have not more than a week's worth of growth for work purposes. So he asked the Satma Rav, because you shave once a week, when should he shave? So I would have thought, look, have a job, he's shaving Friday. Right. I think everyone should be shaving at this point, perhaps every day, to look, as Aaron Lichtenstein said, there's a chiyuv to look kempt, and certainly to shave Erev Shabbos, look Kavod Shabbos. So supposedly Satmar Rav told him, you have to shave once a week, you should shave Matzoi Shabbos. Why Matzoi Shabbos? That way, by the time Shabbos comes around, 6 days later, you already have a little covered Shabbos on your face. So, Lamar Kedi Islay or Lamar Kedi Islay. So whatever you think most Mechubadik is, you're going to be most Mechubadik, on and right after Shabbos. That's what the post can write. This is a quote from Rishonim in Tav Chavav. Our Chaim Sim in Tav Chavav. That's why you say Kiddush Levana Motzoi Shabbos. You're still Mavusam, you're still a very Bakavadik. It's a more appropriate way to say the Bracha. The Ramah raises an issue, quotes an issue that was raised by the Trumas Hadeshin. Trumas Hadeshin is one of the Gedolei Chachmei Ashkenaz, one of the great late Rishonim in Ashkenaz from around 100 years or so before the Ramah, in the 1400s. Let's say there's already a beautiful Levana out. We have Rosh Chodesh. The Molad, I believe, was they announced Friday morning. So Mikra Adin, you can already say Monday night, you can already say Kiddush Levana. And let's say there's a beautiful moon. A beautiful moon Monday night. Beautiful moon Tuesday night. Wednesday night. Again, some posts can prefer to wait this May Day, that May Day. It's probably Mikra Adin, certainly within after 72 hours after the Molad, you could say Birkas Levana. A beautiful Levana. Monday night, Tuesday night, Wednesday night. We're not sure if it's going to, what the skies will look like next week. But let's imagine the skies are clear. Beautiful Levana night after night. So when do you say Kiddush Levana? When do you say Kiddush Levana? Question number one. Question number two is something that I think I mentioned in passing yesterday morning. Is a shaila that the Radvaz was asked. Radvaz was one that lived around, rather, Trumas Hadeshin lived not long before the Ramah and the Shulchan Aruch. Radvaz lived not long after the Shulchan Aruch and the Ramah. I believe he lived in the 1600s, early Achron, Migidolei Mitzrayim, following the line of the Rambam, but obviously several centuries later. And Radvaz was asked, a Jew who's tossed into prison. He may have been a big tzaddik, he may have done nothing wrong, it may well be that this was not an equitable democratic society, he may well just have been tossed into prison for the crime of being a Jew. Whatever it is, Lamaise is stuck in a dungeon, but they tell him, they'll give him 1 day of furlough a year. 1 day a year, you can go home, don't go too far, we know where you live, but you get a day a year off, go home, visit your family, visit your community, and then back into the dungeon. So Radvaz was asked to Shaila, which day should he pick? Which day should he pick? And I think I mentioned to some of you yesterday, it's unbelievable shaila. Unbelievable shaila in the sense that here's a Jew who's actually in a dungeon. We have no hasaga. Baruch Hashem, I think no one here has hasaga what it means to be in an American jail. Mikol Shekhen, we have no hasaga what it means to be in a medieval dungeon. The type of lack of life. And they tell him, you can get out, you can pick a day a year to get out. The fact that a Jew would have so much Yirush HaMayim that he asks a Shaila, should I wait until Rosh Hashanah, Taki Yirush HaMayim, should I wait until Yom Kippur, should I wait until Purim, for Mikra Megillah, should I wait until Sukkah, Sekachaparan Lulav, Akachaparan and Day of Sukkah. So the Radvaz and the Chacham Tzvi had a big, the Radvaz wrote true, the Chacham Tzvi got very upset. The Radvaz is of the opinion that he should chaperine now. First chance. You can get it any day. So don't wait for the bigger mitzvahs later. You have the chance right now to say Kriya Shema like a mensch. You have a chance right now to daven tefillah b'tzibur, chaperine. The Chacham Tzvi was not happy. So what do any of those shailas have to do with each other? And what do they have to do with the sugya and sukkah? What do they have to do with the sugya in Psachim, Daf Dalet Amud Aleph? So let's remember where we're at. The Gemara in Sukkah, we had seen the Mishnah in Sukkah Chafei Amud Aleph. That's the turning point. That's where the Mishnah's transition from the first parak and much of the second parak of Sukkah that are dedicated to the Cheftza Shel Sukkah to the end of the second parak is dedicated to the Dina Yeshiva B'Sukkah. And the very first Din of Yeshiva B'Sukkah, the Mishnah has Chafei Emer Al, V'Shluchei Mitzvah Peturim Na'Sukkah. You're traveling to a mitzvah, you're traveling to visit your Rebbe, going to the Rebbe, you're traveling for Pidyon Shvuim, whatever it is, you're traveling to do a mitzvah in a different town, you're Pater from Sukkah. The Gemara goes on to explain later on, you go vayit in the Gemara, unlike someone who's traveling with Dvar HaRashos, unlike someone who's just traveling for personal reasons, if you're traveling with Dvar Mitzvah, you're a potter, as Rashi already quotes on the Mishnah, afilu b'shas chaniyasan, even when you're camped. Not only you're potter from Sukkah while you're traveling, you have to stop and pull over to the side and make a sukkah, find a sukkah to eat lunch, just eat lunch while you go to save you time. But even b'shas chaniyasan, you're going to make camp anyways at night. You're not going to travel through. Right? Still, you're potter from sukkah. So we had seen a famous machlokes Tosfos Ran. I want to recap it, and it was, I think, for some guys, it could bear a little bit of chazara. A machlokes Tosfos and the Ran. What is everyone agrees that osik b'mitzvah patur min ha-mitzvah. That's what the Gemara says is the basis, the core idea here. And everyone agrees, I'm osik in the mitzvah of Kabbalah's Pnei Rabbah, I'm osik in the mitzvah of Pidyon Shvuyim, I'm patur from Sukkah. And everyone agrees also, all the Rishonim agree, that there has to be some limitation on the mitzvah, on the dinner osik b'mitzvah patur mitzvah. As Tosfos says, from kol mitzvah samuris b'torah. It's impossible. Obviously, it cannot be that anytime you are in fulfillment of a mitzvah that you are patur from mikol shar hamitzvahs, because hopefully a Jew is in fulfillment of many, many mitzvahs all the time. There's a Gemara in Menachos where David HaMelech is concerned. He's in the Marachatz. He realizes he doesn't have mezuzah, he doesn't have tefillin, he doesn't have tzitzis, and he comes up with a solution. But, the vast majority of the day, even then, David HaMelech realizes there are other mitzvahs that he's involved in. Another mitzvah he's involved in. So, how could it be? So that's an animating kasha, but that sends Rishonim in different directions. Tosfos had one teretz, and the Ran had another teretz. Tosfos's teretz was the only time that you say osik mitzvah patur min ha-mitzvah is when mitzvah A precludes mitzvah B. When mitzvah B precludes mitzvah A. When it's efshir l'kayim shneihem. I cannot do both. If I'm gonna get busy with mitzvah B, so I'm gonna mevatel mitzvah A. So when it's Eif Shalakaim Shneim, so then you say you're ready in the middle of mitzvah A, you haven't yet started mitzvah B. Osik b'mitzvah A, patur mitzvah B. When you have to, and that, as I mentioned yesterday, and let's unpack that a little bit more. The notion of Eif Shalakaim Shneim, that standard, that halachic standard. That I'm potter from something if I cannot do it together with something else. That's rooted in the one opening sugis in Maseches Yevamos. That's rooted in one the opening sugis in Maseches Yevamos near the very beginning of Maseches Yevamos. Gemara launches into a very, very broad kotar kula dekasugya, an algemena sugya of another type of conflict between dinim. Asei dochalos asei. I have a leaf min haTorah, the classic example. I have a four-cornered linen garment, chayv and tzitzis min haTorah. I put tzitzis on it. Gevaldik. The problem is that ideal tzitzis min haTorah have to involve wool strings. Why? Because tcheles is not only a color, but tcheles is a specific fabric dyed with a specific type of dye. It has to be dafka wool. Tcheles is specifically wool dyed with tcheles dye. If I have the blue from some other source, or if I take honest tcheles dye from the chilazin, whether it's murex trunculus or whatever else the chilazin is, but if I dye some other fabric other than wool, that's not called tcheles. The definition of tcheles is wool dyed with the dye of the chilazin. So tcheles has to be wool. I have a four-cornered linen garment. So if I put the tzitzis with tcheles on the four-cornered linen garment, it's going to be shotness. So the Gemara derives from Sukkim that in Parshas Ki Seitze, the Torah has tzitzis appears twice in Chumash. Tzitzis appears in Parshas Shlach, that's what we say every day in Kriya Shema. Tzitzis also appears in Parshas Ki Seitze, next to the Isser of shotness. The Gemara derives from that when those two are in conflict, tzitzis and shatnez, tzitzis and kilayim, that's the official name for, one of the other names for shatnez, kilayim begadim, So tzitzis versus kelayim, tzitzis wins. And that becomes perhaps the paradigm for, that becomes the example, the source for, in general, the rule of asei, docha, los asei. I have a mitzvah essay that I want to fulfill, but to fulfill that mitzvah essay is going to involve violating a mitzvah los asei. Like, I'm going to wear a put on the bag of the kind of mitzvah tzitzis, but then I'm also going to violate shatnez. So the din is, I say, docha lo sase. I say, docha lo sase. It happens to be that particular reason I was hemming and hawing before a little bit, that particular case of a linen garment, midrabana, and Beisham and Beis Hillel discuss, maybe midrabana would make a gzeira not to wear tzitzis, or at least chelas, perhaps not tzitzis at all, on a linen garment, because asei docha lo sasei only works if you're actually mekayim, if it's real trelas. But if it's fake trelas, if it's imitation plant-based indigo, which might look the same but isn't the same, so then there's no kiyum of trelas, and in which case it's not asei docha lo sasei, it's just lo sasei. Okay, so midrabanan we would not do that. But min haTorah, that is the din, not only that, the din, but that's the example and the source of the category of asei docha lo sase. And the Gemara, there's a lot to say about asei docha lo sase, but for now, Mitzvah Shem, we should be sayachet to learn Yevamos. Next time you learn Yevamos, no doubt you'll have a chance to dig deeply into the world of asei docha lo sase. But for now, one aspect, one of the rules of asei docha lo sase, the Gemara says, I believe it's Reish Lakish, the asei docha lo sase is only when it's efshir l'kayim shnehem. When it's efshir l'kayim shnehem. If there is a way to do the mitzvah without violating the law, if I have two ways I could do the mitzvah, so then I don't have the right to choose to do it with the law if I could do it without the law. We only say asei docha lo sase if it's efshir l'kayim shnehem. That sugya of asei docha lo sase is, I believe, the source for this standard, which Tosus is employing here also, and it's critical to understand what it means. Akiva had mentioned yesterday, and Shir, I believe, the discussion in the Rush and others have in the last parak of Yuma about conflicts in the world to Pikuach Nefesh. So the significance that's relevant here, the significance of Asay of Eif Shalakayim Shnehem, is that it means, I mentioned this in passing, yesterday I want to unpack a little more, is when two halachas are in conflict, and what the Torah tells, the halacha has to tell us what to do. I have this din, I have that din. So what takes precedence? So we have a lot of rules of precedence. I say docha lo sasei is one of them. Osik mitzvah pata mitzvah is another one. Pikuach nefesh is docha kol Torah kula is another one. But certain mitzvahs are harag val yavar. These are all rules of precedence, of triage, of halachic hierarchy. But sometimes you have, they come in two major flavors, dechuya or hutra. Dechuya means it's pushed away. That A wins and B got pushed to the side. It's bidocha, literally, to push. Hutra means A won and B is mutter. It's not a problem at all. I'll give you an example of something that's probably hutra. Something that's probably hutra is normally it's an avera chamura, as we know, for a man to marry his brother's wife, even when his brother's no longer married. If his brother's still married to him, and say shish as well, obviously. But even if his brother's marriage ended, whether through divorce or through his brother's decease, a man is forbidden to marry his brother's ex-wife. That is an avera chamura d'gilei arayos. It's a chiyuv kares. Yehorek vayavar, terrible, terrible, terrible chet. If they marry the children, if they have children, the children be mamzerim, horrific. However, the Torah tells us, as you know, Parshas Ki Tzeitzei, going back to Yevamos, and it's not for naught that Asei Docha Lo Sasei is in the beginning of Yevamos, Gemara says, but the Pasuk tells me there's an exception. Normally, Eishes Achiv is an Isser Chamor, the brother's wife is an Isser Chamor, Gilui Arayos, but B'makom Mitzvahs Yibum, not. So if it's Dafka, a case where the brother passed away while he was still married to his now widow, and the brother passed away leaving no descendants, so then there's a mitzvah of Yibum, and then the mitzvah of Yibum warrants this fellow marrying and being intimate with his brother's wife. What would normally be an Avera Chamura of Eishes Achiv is now a mitzvah of Yibum. And bepashtus there, it's not that the mitzvah of Yibum is trumping and winning and pushing aside the Aveira of Eisha Zachir. There, pashtus, it means that's mutter. The Torah said that the Eisha Zachir doesn't apply in this case. That's the pashtus. Again, you learn Yevamos, you can dig into it more. But I apologize for oversimplifying the first parak of Yevamos. But at least by way of illustration, that's an example where it's not pshat that really I'm violating Eisha Zachiv, but the mitzvah of Yibum trumps it. Pashtus, okay, pashtus, there's more to say about this. The pashtus, that's a case where the Torah built in, that's an exception. Eisha Zachiv is aser, but not b'makom mitzvah. That's the pashtus. So that's an example, I mentioned that as an example of hutra. Hutra versus dechuya, again, are the two ways. Are the two ways of that or the two major ways that the Torah would set up a hierarchy, a solution to a conflict of dinim, to a conflict of halachic values. Sometimes it's hutra. The Torah says this other one just doesn't. But in this case, it's mutter, or it's dechuya. They both still apply. They're both in force. Both dinim are relevant. Shatnez is aser, and tzitzis is a mitzvah. And the Torah said, tzitzis wins and shatnez loses. That's called dechuya. What's a nafka meaning between hutra and dechuya? What lemaisa, the din is I'm supposed to do. The Torah says X wins and Y loses. So I do X. What does it matter whether Y is being pushed aside? It's really theoretically in force, but it's being pushed aside versus if it's mamash mutter. And let's put a little more meat on these bones. The Rambam opens the second, coming back to Akiva's field. The Rambam opens the second parak of Hilchos Shabbos with a word, this word. Rambam, the Sefer Zmanim is off the shelf. Okay. I believe the Lashon Rambam wanted to pull off the shelf, but I believe, here it is. The first word in the second parak of Hilchos Shabbos is one of these two words. The first word, I believe, is Dechuya. Here we go. Hilchos Shabbos Perek Beis Halacha Aleph. Dechuya hi Shabbos Eitzel Sakaras Nefashos Kesha Kol HaMitzvah. It says Shabbos is pushed aside b'makom pikuach nefesh. So why does it matter that it's dechuya? The Rambam highlights that. It's the opening word. Not hutra, but dechuya. L'may naf kamina. So the answer is Reish Lakish's principle, which Tosis is applying here as well. Reish Lakish's principle, Reish Lakish's standard of E.F. Shalakayim Shneim. Reish Lakish formulated in the world of asay doche los asay. You'll notice in the language, the word is doche. Asay doche los asay. Doche los asay means, if it's dechuya, it means really they're both in force. They're really both, I really should be keeping both dinim. But if I can't, so then one takes precedence. But if it's avshel kaim shneihem, so then I have no right to gratuitously violate the lav if I could have been mekayim that asay without violating the law. So asay docholos asay is certainly dechuya. Pikuach nefesh pashas is also dechuya. Although Akiva mentioned yesterday, there is a handle we showed him have if I need to feed someone a chol sheish bo sak, chol masukun needs meat on Shabbos and there's no kosher meat around. Is it better to shecht an animal chil Shabbos? So we'll give him the basar kasher, or is it basar shruta, or is it better to take some of the treifa meat out of the fridge and give him nevela, which takes precedence? So there, the dechuya hutra issue, it's not so posh that everything is dechuya, and that's part of what plays into that Maron Rutenberg and the Rush, and so on and so forth. We'll take your question. Mom, be yummy, be very patient. Let's just wrap up this angle for now. So Tosfos said, now that we appreciate, it's like a one-liner. You see the Tosfos, and it's okay. Epicy said something at the beginning about Yev Shalakayim Shneim. Could easily breeze by. Don't breeze by. As I've said many times, the goal is not to do the Mar Makamos. The goal is not to have seen the bot. The goal is to learn Torah. And when you chazer, even more so. So now you look for the things you didn't notice the first time around. So Tos is very nonchalantly mentions as they're asking their kasha something about say about which the Ran highlights as the center of Tosis' Shita. Tosis is saying, yes, Osik and Mitzvah, Potsim and Mitzvah, only if I cannot do both. that number one, that explains why just because you have tzitzis bebigdo, tefillin berosho, you're not therefore patur from mikol mitzvos hamuros b'Torah. Because after shalakayim shneim, while I'm putting the tzitzis on, I can't also hand a dollar to the ani. But once I'm already wearing the tzitzis, so I could effortlessly do other mitzvahs. I could effortlessly continue to mekayim tzitzis while I do other mitzvahs. So it's efsher lekayim shneim. That's also the solution. That's also the solution to the question of why is pruta de Rav Yosef so bilti shachia. Gemara says pruta de Rav Yosef lo shricha. What do you mean? I have that veda in my house for weeks and months. So the entire time, I'm not going to give rift to la'anya. That's what Tosa said. No! The fact that I have someone else's bike is sitting in my garage, the fact that someone else's scarf is in a marked box in the closet that says Hashavas Aveda, that I can do plenty of other mitzvahs while I effortlessly, passively keep someone else's Aveda safe in my house. It's Efshar L'Kayim Shem. When I'm busy with Aveda, I'm doing maintenance, I'm airing it out, I'm greasing the, lubricating the bike chain, I'm taking the lost dog for a walk, so then I'm putter, maybe it's the Efshar L'Kayim Shem, so then I'm putter from giving Rif to La'anya, that's Pruta de Rav Yosef, but that's Taka. The chance that the Ani will Dafka show up, Bo Bizman, that I'm actually actively involved in the Aveda, so that's already unlikely. Pruta de Rav Yosef, La Shricha. So Tosis is answering these kashas, both the logical kasha, Misho Sisis Barosho, and the kasha is not only Misvar, but the kasha is Migamara as well. Using a pre-existing principle from Yevamos. In other words, and you have to realize what Tosa is saying at their core is that Osei Yipatzer Mitzvah is Dechuya. It means that the mitzvah, when you have complete mitzvahs, so one of the rules that tells me how to figure out which mitzvah takes precedence is that the mitzvah I'm already in the middle of is Doche, the mitzvah that I'm not yet in the middle of. Okay. Doche. So if the Eif Shalakayim Shneim is Doche. But if not, then the Gemara didn't say Dechuya the way the Gemara said the word Doche by Ase Docholos Ase. But Tosus is assuming that here also it's a Dechuya and not a Hutra. They never use that terminology, but that is what they're driving at. But Yamin, you've been waiting very patiently.
How would we classify the three Gemaras we saw by if you're Kosek B'Mitzvah, you don't have to do Bedika, if it's all sufficient? Is that like the Gemara that said, like, if you're going to do Bris Milah or you're learning, or just if you're not unable to access the Chametz for whatever reason, then
right.
We saw the
Zayin Chesem Emtes, I think it was, right? The cases where we allow, the Tanam allow you to,
right,
to
is
do
that
bittul.
Built into the halachic system, like that, or is it in a real case of Osek B'Mitzvah?
I like it. Right. So now you're using Duchuy and Hutra as a tool, as a lens, to look at other areas of halacha. It's interesting. As you're asking, the fact that I'm holik lishos pischol amul's ben oh, and nizka sheshachon zizoh beso, if I go back, I'm not going to, you don't have the time to go back and then make it in time for Pesach or Mila.
Right.
So then we say, mevatul b'libo v'dayo. So you say, oh, so maybe that means that Pesach and Mila are being doche, beer chametz, or they are in hutra,
or it's just a halacha that if you're doing another mitzvah, then you fall back and rely.
Yeah, I'm not sure it's any of them because then certainly the way we saw Rabbi Manoach and the other notes that came in the Rambam, the Kesef Mishnah, it has more to do with the definition of what bittul is, perhaps.
Right.
Right? Depending on how you understand bittul. That's the case where bittul works. In other words, it's not that I'm violating bir chametz. I'm certainly according to Rambam and Rashi, I am being mekayim tashbisim, being kayim tashbisim via bittul. So that normally bittul wouldn't work, and now it does. And the proof perhaps is if it was dechuya, that would mean. If it was dechuya, that would mean that we're only allowing you to do bittul in a case where there's a countervailing other mitzvah. So the case of l'shchodes pitzol amulas, but no, the taka, it's there happens to be, you know, beer versus the mitzvah of Pesach, beer versus the mitzvah of Milav. But it wasn't that way in all cases. The learning also. Yoshev Nei Rabbo, so it's Talmud Torah. Yoshev Rabbo is Talmud Torah, but you're willing to leave the shir if you have the time. But even leaving that aside, I take that back. But leaving that aside, but we also allow bitul in a case where it's physically inaccessible, where it's very difficult to get to. So it's not that there's a mitzvah to not work too hard. I mean, if it was yontif, you could say this. Sometimes the Gemara does discuss in Shabbos a yontif. We want timimaya tircha. That's a halachic value. But erev Pesach, there's no erev Pesach morning. There's no mitzvah timimaya tircha. Adraba, we are marbe b'tircha, Baruch Hashem, for the best of reasons in erev Pesach morning. So it's not that the miyot tircha is being doche bittel. It's just that that's the case where bittel works. Yeah. So I would think it's not really dechuya or hutra. It's the nature of how the dinei chametz are structured. That bittel works here. But I like the way that you're already seeking to be maven davar mitoch davar. So that was the approach of Tosis. Nachamo sigmutz patam mitzvah. And that the rule, the line in the sand is ef shalakayim shneim. And we saw the Ran was not happy. And the Ran piles on the back, daf yilav from alpha b'dapi ariv. The Ran quotes Tosis. The Ran, again, as I said, he highlights, when you look at the Ran, you realize that Tosis is all about ef shalakayim shneim. Tosis themselves don't highlight it as much, which is why at first you might read Tosis's teretz and the Ran's teretz and think that they're not so different from each other. But then you realize the Ran highlights that Tosis is really driving with the Ef Shalakayim Shneim, which again, as we said, is a larger issue. It's a symptom of Dechuya that Tosis feels applies to Osig Mitzapatam. It says, well, it's an afkaminim being dechuya. The Ran rejects it. The Ran says you have these Gemaras where it's optional kaim shneim. Go do mitzvah B or come back to mitzvah A. So what do you mean you have shul kaim shneim? Stop and do mitzvah B, you'll still get up to mitzvah A. That's not all, but that drives some of the Ran's kasha. So that's what these kashas drove the Ran to say, I think Tosis is incorrect. With all due respect, I disagree with Tosis. And the Ran had said that no. The Ran had said that it's not about Ef Shalakayim Shneim, even if it's Ef Shalakayim Shneim, Osik B'mitzvah is part of the mitzvah. It's an inherent din. Sounds like the Ran is saying Hutra. But the Ran agrees that Mishay Shot Film Bibigdo, Tfilin Beroshos, Tzitzis Bibigdo is not automatically Pater, because not because of Shalakayim Shneim, but because you have to define Osik B'mitzvah. It should be noted, the Ran is hewing very closely to the language of the Gemara. Osik B'mitzvah Dafka, not just Mekayim Mitzvah, he's the one who makes that point. He says it Beferish, and Pater Min HaMitzvah. Mamish Pater. Kipshuta, like a Hutra. Again, as I said yesterday, there's more that if we learn sukkah, there's more to do in the sukkah. But just to lesaber saozin a little bit, and the Ran sounds like he's saying, and I think some achronim sort of build out the Ran in this way. That's like when I'm doing a mitzvah, ki'ilu other mitzvahs don't exist. I'm in the world of this mitzvah, so I'm potter from other mitzvahs. Not just ef shalakayim shneim. This one takes precedence. Like Tosis is dechuyu. No. Like the other mitzvahs don't apply. That's a hutra. When you're involved, in fact, that'd be Makayim mitzvah. That's not enough. The Kiyam mitzvah doesn't generate this din. But if I'm involved in a Maisa mitzvah, an active Maisa mitzvah, I'm misasik, I'm osik, so the hisaskos patters me. And it's a little bit similar to these derech dugma. How many of you are, many of you are with show of hands. How many are continuing to work on the second half of Arvei Pesachim alone with the Chavrusa? Okay. Anyone get up to the mitzvahs mevat lezu azu? Ta mitzvah, ta mat, ta mor. The fascinating sugya, it's deep into Arvei Pesachim. You'll get there. The Gemara is a discussion about eating things with your matzah. You have a jam on my matzah. You have jam on my matzah, so it could be, even leaving aside any issues of matzah ashira, it could be that the tam rishus, perhaps that's what we have to discuss, Gemara Tosfos discussed, that does the other tam, is it mevatel the tam of the matzah? And then another question is, how about mitzvahs mevatel zuazu? Would I say, I'm going to eat a different, if I'm not mechuyev to eat the mar with the matzah, so maybe a dafka shouldn't. And we indeed do both. We don't just eat matzah mar together, we both eat matzah mar individually and separately. Because, and one of the driving factors, this is what the one of the issues that gets raised is, should I say that, even though that's also a mitzvah, but it's not a mitzvah from the perspective of this mitzvah. The perspective of matzah is a mitzvah. The other things don't. That's elsewhere. Now, obviously, just let's not get too carried away. As a human being, as a Jew, the Gavra, I am mechuyev in all the mitzvahs that Kadosh Baruch Hu places upon me. And obviously, I have to figure out how to juggle all of them. But from the perspective, Gemara entertains the possibility that from the perspective of the Chetz Shal Mitzvah, it's the only mitzvah. Each mitzvah just sees itself, so to speak. And even from the perspective of the Gavra, Avada am chayev b'chomitz amurus b'torah, but the Ran might be saying, again, this is one way of sort of building out the Ran, that when I'm in the middle of being osik in one mitzvah, in the middle of one mitzvah, ki'ilu, the other mitzvahs, they're on the horizon. They're not here. The other mitzvah, I'm patur from other mitzvahs. Osik b'mitzvah, mamish patur from mitzvah. That's what the Ran says, even if it's efshel kaim shneim. Even if it's efshel kaim shneim, but osik mitzvah patur. I am patur, but only when I'm osik. Only when I'm involved in a maisa mitzvah. Oh. So a lot of things emerge from this Ran and Tosfos inherently. Clearly a question of how mitzvahs interact with one another, and a question of whether osik mitzvah patur mitzvah is dechuya or hutra, and whether it applies only when it's, therefore whether it only applies when it's efshel kaim shneim, or even if it's efshel kaim shneim, but only if I am osik. Okay. But one of the threads that brings us back to our sugya is that some of the part of what runs through the Ran's attack on Tosfos is the assumption that it's efshel kaim shneim. Why not just stop and do mitzvah B, then you go back to mitzvah. You'll get to mitzvah a little bit later. Izvas. You'll get to it a few hours later. Izvas. So what it seems to be is that the Ran and Tosfos, the Ran appears to be assuming that delaying a mitzvah is not considered being mevatel a mitzvah. It's efshar l'kayim shneim, even though I'm going to delay it. Tosfos might disagree. This is what some Acharim suggest. The answer, how would Tosfos respond to the Ran's kashas? So the response to some of the kashas is, what do you mean? That's efshar l'kayim shneim. I could do it later. I could delay the mitzvah. That's a partial bitl mitzvah. That's a partial bitl mitzvah. What's the shaila? So the shaila appears to be, as we left off with yesterday, that whether you see ichur ha-mitzvah, whether you see delaying a mitzvah as a, not a full bitl ha-mitzvah, but as a partial bitl ha-mitzvah, the Ran seems to think it's not, and Tosfos seems to think that it is. So that seems to be aligned with the question of whether Zizim Magdin Lemitzvahs is a din prati or din klali. If you see Zizim Magdin Lemitzvahs as part and parcel of the individual mitzvah, not as a new separate din as Zizim Magdin Lemitzvahs, but it's mamish, the Torah's machadesh that you can enhance, a chelik of every mitzvah is doing it bizrizus. Every mitzvah becomes a bigger, better, richer mitzvah when you do bizrizus. Just like the Torah's machadesh, they already have all these machalos asuros, 23 different things, jasr b'achila, the Torah's machadesh, chatzi shir, that there's an added element to each of those, even to eat less than a shir would also be a partial violation. If you understand that chatzi shir is din prati, understand that that's a din prati in isurim. Understand that zrizin is a din prati in mitzvahs, that means being zaris in a mitzvah makes the mitzvah itself a bigger, better mitzvah, and therefore delaying the mitzvah reduces, delaying the mitzvah significantly is a reduction in the mitzvah itself. Memela Tosfos would say, to din prati, so ichra mitzvah is considered to be eif shalakayim shneim. I can delay mitzvah A in order to do mitzvah B. Yeah. I'll still get to mitzvah, but it won't be the same. It's efshel kaim shneim, sort of, but not fully. Whereas the Ran would say, if it reaches a din klali, the mitzvah itself, delaying mitzvah A, as long as you come back to it, mitzvah A will be untouched. Mitzvah A will be unmitigated, unreduced, unchanged. And that's what the Ran says, hey, all these cases are efshel kaim shneim. So that was his proof. It must be efshel kaim shneim is irrelevant to osek mitzvah. But that's based on his assumption that ichor ha-mitzvah is not a bitul b'miktzas. That's because he's assuming that it is, that Zrizin is a din klali. And that, Rabosai, that brings us back to our sugya in Psachim as well. And number one, in terms of the Hilkach, and then even more so, In terms of the question of the pasuk for his reason. So in terms of the Hilkach, I'm not sure that the Hilkach is as mochrach, but in terms of the Hilkach, let's take a look inside again. Open your Gemara. If you have the Mara Mekaymus in front of you, put the Maram Kavos up on the screen. So you remember the Kasha that the Ritva and the Ran had raised. Why the Hilkach? Why does the Siyag flow from the reason for his reason? So the Ritva says, and the Ran says this as well. Let's take a look at the Ritva. Hilkach, Amar by Hilkach, Haitzum Rabbanon, Pirush Harit, the Talmidei Ritva, calling the Rebbe the Ritva, Rabbeinu Yom Tov, came in the time of Mishum Zrizus, El Mishum Sha'ar Haner Yafeh. Once the reason isn't reason makdim lemitzus, now that the reason is arin ayafel abedika, ra'ui shelo letrof hasha, utei abedika shelo kiroi. But now already it's important that you shouldn't lose the moment. That you there shouldn't be a less valuable bedika. And that's why lo liftach beidnei. Well, what does that mean? As though it's a more significant din if it's because of Aron Yafeh as opposed to just Rizus. The Ran adds a little bit to this. Take a look at the Ran inside. Where was it? Af'al from the base. Amar Abaye, Kilomar. Kevin Shamarta, Aron Yafeh, Libedika, Balay, Liosin, Bayom. Now that you told me that the Aron is better at night than during the day. The ikuv mitzvah tali b'davar, and it's actually going to hold back the mitzvah. Ah, if you miss the moment, if you get so involved in a geshmak ktsois, you get so involved in a geshmak ramban, and next thing you know, you fall asleep on the couch at 2 o'clock in the morning, and then you wake up and it's 7 o'clock, and the birds are chirping and the sun is shining, and you missed bedikas chametz at night. You'll still do it during the day. But what ikuv mitzvah tali b'davar? It's fascinating language. Ikuv mitzvah tali b'davar. It's going to be ma'akev the mitzvah. It's ma'akev the mitzvah. What does it mean ma'akev the mitzvah? It doesn't mean that literally. If you want, we can ask as a kasha. How can you say ikuv mitzvah? I prefer shemishlei in the parak. You can do a kind b'dika in the morning also. We saw that mishnah. And it's not ma'akev. Not literally ma'akev. Literally ma'akev would mean if you can only be mekayim b'dikas chametz at night. If you get ready to the, if you already reach the morning, there's no longer b'dikas chametz. Right? We saw machlokas hanam, the Mishnah in the Perek, whether you can mekayim b'dikas chametz after Pesach, maybe even on Chol HaMoed. That's machlokas Rashi and Tosfos. So that's ikuv mitzvah. But the Ran doesn't mean literally ikuv mitzvah that Laila is ma'akev. But what he means is in the Well, I should say, he doesn't mean ikuv in the usual sense that we use in a halachic context, which is that this is a veto issue. This is a critical issue, and you're not yotze otherwise. But he does mean in the literal sense, la'akev is to hold back. It's going to hold back the mitzvah, presumably the Ran means. It's going to hold back the mitzvah. You hold back the mitzvah. There's reason not. So presumably the Ran is saying is that you're supposed to do a bezrizus. But if it was just a matter of bezrizin, so that would be extended. Wouldn't have anything to do with the mitzvah. The mitzvah, if it was merely bezrizin, then there would be the same kiyum of bedikas chametz, whether it was with bezrizus or without bezrizus. You would be missing out on bezrizin. But now they say, oh, now you're for the bedika. So it's not going to be the bedika itself won't be as good. It'll be a lesser bedika. You can still be mekayim bedika bayom. That's what the Mishnah says later in the parak. But it'll be a lesser bedika. It'll be a bedika shelo bishlei musa. That's ikuv mitzvah. Not a total ikuv. Not you're not mekayim at all. But you're not giving mekayim bedikas chametz properly. Whereas, had the reason for the Mishnah's timing of Orla Ba'asa been only Zrizim Mekdilim mitzvahs, that would not have been Ikav mitzvah. It would be the same mitzvah bedikah regardless. It would just be missing a separate Kima's reason. This is Mamish Rabbi Yisai, Ran Lishitasa. This is Ran Lishitasa, that this reason is a Din Klali. And lest you think, well, the Ran had to say this because how else it's a sharp kasha, and how else do I miyashu it? There is another answer. What's the other answer? So the Bach says it. The Bach is that we know the Bach usually Revival Circus from the Hagos he wrote that were printed inside the Gemara, but the major sefer, probably the most significant sefer that he wrote. It's his Rav commentary on the tour. You have the Beis Yosef. You open up a tour. You have the Yosef Kara's Beis Yosef on the inside, and the Rashi position around the tour. And the Bach is Beis Chadash is in Tosef's position around the outside of the tour. So this is in Simon Tav Lamed Alf on these dinim. You see, he's quoting Masha Kasav Lechein Zar Kol Adam. The tour quotes. That's why everyone has to be careful to not to learn before you do B'dikas Chametz. Koyin Abaye. So he says, you look at the Gemara there. It's on Rav Nachman Yitzchak that Abaye commented, Hilkach Tzaitzim Rabbanon, Lo Liftach, etc. Uksas Kasha. Lam Lo Kamar Abaye Milsa Pashit Mas Nisan. There he asked the Kasha directly. Why didn't he say it beforehand? The Mishnah says, our Basar, Bodkin. Vilema, Hilkach Tzaitzim Rabbanon, could have that beforehand. What does it matter what the reason is? Right? The Bach is asking the Kasha even more explicitly. Vyesh Lomar. The Yesh Lamar, he gives a different answer. He asks the Ran's Kashra, he gives a different answer. The Pashto my season after Shalafar Jachal Laila Hava Zman Habadika. It says, oh, you know why it's totally in the reason? Because without Nachman by Yitzchak, I would have thought you have all night long. Arla Basa means all night. But Midivrev Nachman Muchach, the Ikra Mitzvah Betchil is Halaila Davka. Once I see the reason, so they know it's not just night. It's Dafka evening. Why? Probably not Arnei Yafel Abedika. Arnei Yafel Abedika is probably, the same all night long. But the first reason, the reason of Bnei Adam Atzum Bivateim. That's when people are around. People are around in their house at 3 o'clock in the morning also, but they're usually sleeping, one hopes, at 3 o'clock in the morning. Unless they pulled a David HaMelech, they slept till Chatzos, now they're ready learning. So the Bnei Adam Mutzim B'Vateihem, that's Dafka in the evening. And the Bach now, Chapsarayim, a Charifa says that will miyash another Kasha also. Kamosha Kasafti B'Samach, I also pointed out, nearby in the Bach, the Mem Shenhei Meshum Hachi. For this reason, Karmar Nami, Taimed B'Sham Shenhei Adam Mutzim B'Vateihem. That's why, what's he saying? He's saying that this is miyash a second Kasha also. How can we need two reasons? Why can't you say Arnei Yafel Bedika? Why you also need the reason of Bashar Shmei Mitzvim Bevateim? So the answer is, we had addressed it the other way around. We had addressed it when we talk about the Baal HaMor, the Ramban. Why isn't reason number one enough? Why is it enough just to say Bnei Adam Mitzvim Bevateim? Why do you need Arnei Yafel Bedika for? As you remember, that's why the Ramban Udi'ime had argued with the Baal Amorah, it said that's, you need Ornei Yafa the Bedika to tell you that Yom Yud Gimel is not the proper time for Bedika's Chametz either. Even though it's, there's no concern of Pshia, it's earlier, but Ornei Yafa Bedika has to be Dafkri Leil Yudal. But the Bach is asking the other kasha, not why I need the second reason, why I need the first reason. Okay, so I already know you have for the Bedika. So what do I need? And for the Bach, geschmack. Here it just appears. Mamash says half a loin. You could easily, you gotta keep your eyes wide open. He says, the reason why you need the second reason would have told me all night long. Our nephew of Bedika doesn't matter where it's 8 o'clock at night or 4 o'clock in the morning. That's why you also need the first reason. Is dafka the beginning of the night, dafka in the evening. So the Bach says that recognition that b'shash minad mitzvim b'vateim mandates dafka tchilas halayla. Number one, it explains why the Gemara Nachmanitzik needed to give that reason in addition to Arnei Yafabika. And number two, he says that's what motivated Abaye. Based on the Mishnah alone, Orla Abbas, I would have thought, maybe I would have thought all night long. The Bach goes on to say, it's cut off in the copy, Bach goes on to say, if you say like the Ravid, the word R itself means the beginning of the night. Okay. But he says, if not, so then without Rav Nachman Yitzchak's first reason, I would have thought, you have all night long. So I dramatized before, the guy's going to learn until 2 o'clock in the morning, he's going to fall asleep. The next thing you know, it's the morning. He missed the night. Okay, but that's probably not the most likely concern. The more likely concern is not that I'm going to start learning at 6 p.m. and I'm going to mamish learn until I fall asleep, but that I'm going to learn. I'll start learning at 6 p.m. and I might learn for 3 hours. Okay, 3-4 hours. I'll have a serious night seder. I said, then 9, 10 o'clock at night, I'm done. I said, oops, I forgot Bedikas Chametz. I'm not sleeping. I'm not going to miss night entirely, the Bach says. But the concern is I might miss Tchilas HaLaila. I'll do Bedikas Chametz at night, but it'll be later at night. So sometimes that happens. Sometimes you have a choice. Someone was telling me recently, you know, kids, for those who have younger siblings at home, or memories of had this happen themselves, you might know that kids getting stitches, Murphy's Law, it tends to happen, or at least it seems like it tends to happen, at particularly inopportune times. Right? It doesn't just happen, you know, it happens on Arab Shabbos afternoon, for a wide variety of reasons. So someone was telling me not long ago, they once ended up doing Taka B'dun Dikas Chametz at 10 o'clock at night or so, because one of the kids fell Arab Yud Gimel in the afternoon, everything was ready for Pesach and everything, and everything was ready for Dikas Chametz in advance, and then one of the kids fell and needed stitches on his forehead. Baruch Hashem was fine. But that was a couple of hours. And by the time that had to happen, then, they got back from the hospital that night, Baruch Hashem, it was ambulatory, but he could need a couple of stitches, and he was fine. And they started Bedikas Chametz at 10 o'clock at night. So sometimes the onus from Chamon HaPatres, you didn't have a choice. But you shouldn't set yourself up, the Bach says. You can start learning at 6 o'clock, at 6 p.m., so you may end up, you only plan to learn for a half hour, but a half hour may become 3 hours. Not that it's going to become morning, but you're going to lose Tchilas HaLaila. And therefore, now let's put the pieces together. So the Bach says, that Midivrei Rav Nachman is Muchach, that you need Ikar Mitzvah B'Tchilas HaLaila. Lufikach, skipping down the next line, Lufikach, Amar Abaye, Hilkach HaTzurva, etc. It's for, once you have Rav Nachman's reason, it's not just sometime at night, it has to be Dafka B'Tchilas HaLaila. Me'achad Ikar Mitzvah B'Tchilas HaLaila, since the ideal time to do this is Dafka B'Tchilas HaLaila, that's why you can't even learn. If it would have just been some point during the night, then we said, that's fine. Learn for a half hour. If it becomes an hour or two or three or four, it's fine. You'll do B'dikas Chametz. That's the Bach's answer. An alternative to the Ron's answer. They're both grappling with the same kasha, which is why the Abaye Hilkachin from Nachman Yitzchak instead of Hilkachin from the Mishnah. But while the Ron's answer is this Lomdisha answer about this reason, that Zrizin is not an equal mitzvah, there is an alternative. He could have said like the Bach. But no, that the reason generates a different din, that because of the reason, that's why Hilkach. As a matter of fact, I think, if you open a Rambam, I believe this had been the Maramakam, if you open a Rambam, I think it's Beferish in the Rambam. I don't think the Bach points this out. I don't know if I found anyone who points this out, but you look at the Rambam. Perek Bez Halacha Gimel Hilkach Chametz U'Matzah. It's a medivrei sofrim. You have to do bdikas chametz, l'chapes achar chametz, etc., etc. And he says, number one, the din rabban to bdikas chametz. Number two, din rabban to do it specifically or l'arbasar. He says mitchilas l'el yudal l'araner. So he raises mitchilas near the beginning of halacha gimel, and then he goes on to say, and he says why b'layla kol amatzuim b'vatayim araner yafilu bdika, and then he quotes the din of abaye ein kovin medrash b'sof yom shlosha asar v'chinah chacham yol yaschir likros be'ezu. Shouldn't sit and learn. Two different terms that he uses. Some suggest it means to learn yourself or to teach others. Why? You may end up missing the chance to do bedikas chametz at the beginning of the zman. Dafke bedikas zmana. So I think that the Rambam is l'chora mamish like the Bach. That the concern of the learning, is not worried that you're not going to miss this, you're going to miss the zman entirely, or you're going to miss the beginning of the zman. So what comes out? So this question about the hilkach, there are two terutzim. The Ran Dafka chose the terutz, which is not surprisingly l'shitasa. But Tosus could very easily say, I would say like the Bach of the Rambam. It's different. It has nothing to do with, it's not that it, had it been Zrizin, it would have been less inherent integral. No! Tais would say, Zrizin is also a chelik of the mitzvah. Zrizin is din prati. Aye, so why is Abaye's din about not learning a consequence specifically of the new reason? Not because Zrizin is not as significant like the Rambam said, but rather like the Rambam and the Bach say. Because you want Dafke B'tchilas HaLayla. Dafke B'tchilas HaLayla. As the Bach built it out, it's only this reason which generates a tchilas halayla. Oh, and then finally in our sugya, and then we'll close by going back to that Radvaz and Chacham Tzvi. The other issue where the Ran and Tosus had debated in our sugya and Psachim was the question of Smikoros. You remember, and that was clear from Rashi, and this is how we got started, it was clear from Rashi and Tosfos and Davdalam and Aleph that we learn from Vayashka and Roma Boker not only the basic concept of Zrizin, but the fact that Zrizin, the shear of Zrizin, is to the morning, but not before. We learned that from the Pasuk. Right? So much so that they had Handel. How do you see from the Pasuk? Maybe you see something like Tosfos Kash, maybe you see something else from the Pasuk. Tosfos had the answer to Psukim. But the Ran had said, and we had seen Marsha point out this basic use of the Rif, and then we saw Reino David. Marsha was Mechavan to Reino David. He didn't have Reino David. But the Reino David and the Ran are saying, based on the Rif's Girsa, that we do not, that Vayashka Avraham Boker is only the source for the basic concept of Zrizim Makdim Limitsis. But unlike Rashi and Tosfos, the Rif, Reino David, and the Ran hold that it is not the source for the detail of Boker. And let's take a look back in the Ran. What did the Ran say? Nivdok mitzafra. Is it mashmalei de misvara? It's a misvara. The sagle is bahachi. The nafs Jesus. So Rashi tells all they learn from a pasuk. And the Ran says, no. Svar, that this suffices for Zrizus. So what's driving that machlokas? So it could be, yesh la'ayin, that it could be that this too flows from, now that we see in Sukkah, that there's a machlokas, that appears to be machlokas Tosfos Ran, whether Zrizin is a din prati like Tosfos or din klali like the Ran. And we see that the Ran's approach to the Hilchah is also motivated, not surprisingly, Shitaso, driven by the assumption that the Zrizin din klali. So it could be that that's why he thinks that's why he's more open to saying it's misvara. Why should din klali be more nitan to just a general svara? Din prati is more nitan, would require a pasuk. So it could be like this. You look at a couple of guys that pointed out a couple of days ago, the language of the Ran is intriguing. He says, as a svara, the sagi lays Jesus b'hachi. Sagi means enough. Maspik. It's enough zrizus this way. What does that mean? It's enough zrizus. Enough zrizus. What does that mean exactly? So let's go back to first principles. If you say that zrizus is a din klali, what does it mean it's a din klali? If you say it's a din prati, so it's a chelak of whatever mitzvah you're doing. It's a chelak of tefillin. It's a chelak of bdikas chametz. It's a chelak of karban pesach. A chelak of mila, whatever. But if you say it's a din klali, so what is the din klali? What is the din klali? What's a mitzvah v'yashkar v'ram ha'boker? Yeah, and maybe it's a... I'm not sure how many of the morning mitzvah count v'yashkar v'ram ha'boker as one of the Tariq mitzvahs. But it's an aspect of, it's a din klali, it's an aspect of, this we start talking about when we first start with Jesus, it's an aspect of Avos Hashem. It's an aspect of Avos Hashem, that's what Mesil Sharon points out. That Jesus is an expression of Avos Hashem, it's an expression of the fire within. A Jew is on fire within, so there's going to be Jesus and Meisim. We saw that again and again in the Prakim on Jesus. Again, based on the Rambam Mishmar, Prakim and elsewhere, internal midos are expressed in external action. And there's a correspondence. So the internal midah, hislahatus, of being on fire, the brand within, the Avos Hashem, is going to be expressed in the enthusiasm in the way you act. In the enthusiasm, the energy which you bring to doing mitzvahs, to getting started, to keeping it going. Avos Hashem. So if you say that Zrizin Adin Prati, that means the Torah was Megala, according to Tosis. Eshkev Ram Baboker is just a gilui, it's a simen, that every mitzvah can be enhanced by doing it earlier. Okay, so how much? I don't know. That's a good question. We need a pasuk. You have a pasuk, it's koveya, the shir is boker. Okay. but it would be very hard to imagine that they could just figure out misvara, what's earlier for a mitzvah. Specifically say, well, this is enough. Sagile is rizus b'hachir. But I believe, it's a little dachistic, but I believe that if you say, the Birkas Avraham says something like this, I'm not sure he says exactly this nekuda, you can take a look, see for yourself. If you say, though, that it's a din klali, so then it's not really, according to the Ran, doing the Mila earlier doesn't make it a better mitzvah of Mila. As long as it's b'yom ha-shmini, it's the mitzvah of Mila regardless. According to the Ran, doing B'dikas Chametz earlier rather than later, it's not a better kim of B'dikas Chametz, the Din Rabbanan B'dikas Chametz. B'dikas Chametz is B'dikas Chametz. Narvas, if I do it earlier, I'm doing two things. I'm doing the kind of mitzvah of Mila, plus I'm expressing my Avos Hashem. If I do the B'dikas Chametz earlier, so in the Havmin of the Gemara, that Orla Abbas is based on his reason, so I'm doing two things. I'm doing B'dikas Chametz, and I'm expressing my Avos Hashem. So then already, once you say it's always the same, the zrizin is always the same kiyum, regardless of context, it's every mitzvah has a chance to also express your Avos Hashem. Maybe the way the Ramban writes in the Chidushim, on Kiddushin, near the end of the first parak of Kiddushin, the sugya of Mitzvah Seishas Mangrama, and the Ritva has it there, quotes Ramban. Ramban develops an idea that why is it that the Gol Mitzuv Yosef Mishayin Mitzuv Yosef? Why is it better to do what you mechuyev do? Shouldn't it be better to do what you're not mechuyev do? You're volunteering, isn't that nicer? So the Ramban says, or Tosis, one approach. The Ritva quotes Ramban that he says, no. He says, every mitzvah really has two parts. I think this is what the Rabbi is driving. Every mitzvah has two parts. It's the specific content of the mitzvah. There's value to wearing tzitzis. There's value to wearing tefillin. There's value to sitting in the sukkah. And then, every mitzvah also, you're being mishabi yourself to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. There's surrender to Ribbono Shel'olam. Kabbal is all Malchus Shamayim. That I'm putting aside what I want in order to do what he wants. Every mitzvah has those two aspects, says Rabbi. There's a specific local pratyistika content of the mitzvah, whatever the through tzitzis you have zechiras kala mitzvahs, and through tefillin you remember yitzias mitzrayim, and through sukkah you remember the sukkahs and the midbar, and so on and so forth. And then there's also the kabbalah salach shemayim, surrender, as the Rav writes so poetically, surrendering to the Ribbono Shel Olam. So Rabban says, it only works if you're through mitzvah v'yosa. If I'm doing what I'm obligated to do, then I have that added aspect. But if it's Rabban says, if I'm volunteering to do a mitzvah, a woman is not mechuyevet to sit in sukkah, but she volunteers to sit in sukkah. That's absolutely beautiful. That's a mitzvah, ain't a mitzvah yosa. There's an incredible kiyum, but it's not the same mitzvah yosa. Why isn't it the same? So Tosa says, technically, psychologically, you don't have as much of a yetzahara. But the Ramban says, fundamentally, there isn't that same kabbal salmach shamayim. I'm not doing it because I have to. She's choosing to do it, which is a beautiful expression of Avas Hashem, but you're missing the kabbal salmach shamayim. There's no hishtabdus. She's choosing whether or not to. Okay. So, in a somewhat similar parallel vein, Zrizin, just like the Ramban said, every mitzvah is the specific content plus another opportunity for Kabbalah Olmach Shamayim. If you say like the Ran in parallel, not the same, but in parallel, if you say like the Ran, the Zrizin din clothing, what that means is every mitzvah is an opportunity to fulfill the specific content of the mitzvah, the tefillin that sits in the sukkah, the milah, etc. Plus, every time the mitzvah comes to your hand, you have the opportunity to express your Avas Hashem by doing that mitzvah with energy, with enthusiasm, with fire. That's Zrizin Magdil. It's easy. Avram Avinu, the father of our nation, founding father. He didn't just go do the mitzvah. He did the mitzvah b'zrizus. You see, that's how a Jew is supposed to do mitzvahs. And every time I have a mitzvah, remember that's in Din Kali and Prati. Say like Liran said, Din Kali, every time I have a chance to do a mitzvah, I also have a chance to do zrizin. I also have a chance to express my Avas Hashem. If said like that, then the question is, well, how much do you have? It's really separate from the specific mitzvah. It's just every mitzvah is also an opportunity to express Avas Hashem. So how much do I have to change the way I would otherwise do the mitzvah in order to also express Avas Hashem? So the Ran says, Svara, and what's the Svara? And he says, I think, probably has to do with sort of like we were saying, that Beis and Beis, units of time. Just go back to that unit of time. You don't have to jump back to previous unit of time. Just go back to the beginning of the day. You don't have to go even deeper into the night. But he says, the Svar is Sagile Zrizus Bahari. That's enough Zrizus. What does it mean, enough Zrizus? Yeah. Because he says it's not a bigger, better this mitzvah. The Zrizus is a separate kiyum of I'm going to express my Avas Hashem in the way that I'm doing this mitzvah. So if I make it early, if I go back to morning, that's sufficient to express my Avas Hashem. And it's going to be the same Svar in every case. Because the Zrizin is orthogonal to the mitzvah. It's not a bigger, better mitzvah. It's I have a mitzvah to do, and if I have a mitzvah to do, it's also an opportunity to chapra in another expression of Avas Hashem. What will be a horas Avas Hashem? If you go back to early in the morning, that's enough. So I think it all hangs together. It's the Machlokes Tosfos Ran about osig mitzvah potter min ha-mitzvah, which again, a part of the shakel v'taria of that machlokas is whether delaying a mitzvah is a partial bitl ha-mitzvah. For the Ran, apparently, no. And for Tosfos, yes. And then we have the question of why is it that only after Nachum Bar Yitzchak does Abaye say that you have this added siyug, we have to really make sure you don't overshoot. For the Ran, it's because we got rid of Zrizus. We moved on something more significant than Zrizus. While for the Bach, it's not that we got rid of Zrizus, it's just that this new reason mandates not just night, but Tchilas HaLaila. That's, again, and the Bach appears to be aligned with the Rambam. And then finally, this question of whether the details of Zrizus are mikra, like Rashi and Tosis, or it's svara, and specifically the svara the Ran gives is a sagile Zrizus Bahari, which sounds like the Zrizus is meant to accomplish something else. I need to express my Avas Hashem, then this is enough Zrizus to have accomplished that expression of Avas Hashem. So this Yisaristika Machlaik, this Yisaristika Chakira, the Zrizus of Din Klali Din Prati, seems to be a Machlaik Tosis Ran. Specifically the Ran Lishitaso, multiple times. As I mentioned before, the Chakira Kalei project is going to come in other areas as well. And it's not that you don't have to hold the same thing in different things. The Ran could hold that Zrizus is a din Kalei, but he could hold that Chatzishir is din Prati, for instance. Right? Obviously, you know, one is not dependent on the other, but the same type of Chakira, the same type of question is going to come up whenever you have this sort of a principle that applies and expands on many different mitzvahs or many different averes, like lifnei iver, like chatzi shir, like hider mitzvah, and so on and so forth. And finally, let's go back. Let's go back to what we were talking about, what we opened with, the question of Kiddush Levana and the question of the Radvaz. So Kiddush Levana. So that's where the Ramah quotes from Trumas Hadeshen, that if it's a Monday night and there's a beautiful Levana, should I wait for Motzoi Shabbos? So the Ramah says, fundamentally, you should wait. Practically, sometimes you don't. In the winter, we might be worried how many nights are going to be clear. There's a risk involved, especially if Shabbos is already deep into the month. If it's Shabbos, we could wait till Matzah Shabbos, that's the 12th of the month. It's a winter month. If you wait till the 12th of the month, you might have a couple of nights of cloudy nights. You'll miss the whole din of Kiddush Levana. So Ramah says, if it's a wintry month, and it's a day that the Matzah Shabbos is deep into the first half of the month, then you should be a little bit risk averse, and you should chaperine a clear night when you can. But fundamentally, if you're not as concerned about the risk of missing it entirely, I could wait until later. I could wait and do Kiddush Levana later, or I could chaperine on a Monday night. So that's a debate amongst the poskim. Ramah says, in principle, you should wait. You should wait. That's what several achronim point out. The Ramah appears to be saying there, it's interesting, a conflict between zrizin versus hidur. Hidur mitzvah, if I wait till Matzah Shabbos, I'll be, as we said, we got starvish here. Then I'm mavusam, I'm dressed nicely, I'm nicely groomed, Matzah Shabbos. So that'll be a more of a hidur in the mitzvah of Birkas, in the Din Drabanan of Birkas Alavana. On the other hand, I can chaperine tonight. Monday night, bizrizim makdim lemitzvahs. Tuesday night, bizrizim makdim lemitzvahs. So Ramos says that again, if I'm not worried about risk, I have both. I know I have both options. I should wait for the later option. I should do better rather than sooner. So his reason takes a backseat to Hider. I think Ari Leibowitz points out in one of his Sefer Nasiach Bechukecha that there's a machlekes Rashi and Tosfos at the very top of Chaf Amud Beis Maseches Yuma about it's very subtle. You take a look, you'll see the top Tosis on Chafim and Beis Maseches Yuma, talking about the details of the timing of Trumas Hadesh and what the gears in the Gemara is there. But what emerges from that is that piercing Machlokas Rashi and Tosfos, whether Zrizus versus Berov Am, I could do the mitzvah sooner, earlier in the evening in the Beis Hamikdash, the Trumas Hadesh, I believe it is, but there aren't as many people there yet. Or we could wait until later at night, deeper tonight, closer to morning, there may be more of a crowd of Jews in the Beis HaMikdash who will witness the mitzvah. So how do you prioritize Zrizin versus Berov Am, which is, if not identical, certainly similar, very similar to the question of Zrizin versus Hidur that the Trumas Hadashin is talking about. The Ramah and the Trumas Hadashin, it's against Sefer Hasidim. Sefer Hasidim thinks you should chaperine the first opportunity. See here, Machlok is Rashi and Tosis. Rashi says you should do the Trumas Hadeshen later because Berovam Hadras Melech, later you have a bigger crowd. Versus Tosis, who says that you should do the mitzvah sooner. Once again, it's a sooner versus better. And that might correspond, these Machloksin may have to do with at least one of the moving parts is reason prati or klali. Because if it's particularly if you think that the other hidurim are prati, which is also up for debate, famous brisker Rav and Hilchos Chanukah, if you think the Berov Am is a riboy in the mitzvah itself, if you think the hidur of being mavusam is a enhancement of the mitzvah itself, whereas zrizus is just a general din klali, then there's a lot of, then it's logical to assume that you should prioritize doing the mitzvah itself better versus getting added pieces. You said in life, first work on doing what you're doing better before adding a lot of additional pieces. Because that's the shaila. Is reason an added additional separate piece, a din klali? Or, as Tosfos says, a din prati. That is a chelik of the mitzvah. So it's not surprising that Tosfos says, in Yuma Chafam Beis, at the top, that Zrizin wins over Barovam, because Totozal says Zrizin din Prati. And finally, we couldn't enter the sugya without mentioning the case that with which we had begun this morning, the Ratvaz, but let me point out why it's actually irrelevant. Famous, you have to know. How can you not know about the Ratvaz of Chacham Tzvi, about the guys who are in jail, one day year to leave? So the Ratvaz, I believe, is the one who said, leave right away. You have a chance to do a mitzvah right now. You can go, you'll have a bigger mitzvah later. You'll have a bigger mitzvah later. If I wait a month, I can come out here shofar. If I wait a month, I can have the Rosh Hashanah davening. Or I can come out right now and have tefillah b'tzibur today, on a random day in Chodesh El. So offhand, it sounds like that's actually very similar, right? Sooner versus better. Zrizin versus a bigger mitzvah. And the Ratvaz says you should chaperein sooner. And the Chacham Tzvi says no. Sooner is not necessarily the way to go. But the truth is, and we'll close with this, that's actually not the same as what we've been discussing. And the reason is, does anyone see? There's a fundamental difference between the Ratvaz and the Chacham Tzvi versus the other cases we were just talking about, of the Kiddush Levana, or Truas Hadesha, and sooner versus better. And the truth is, it's part of what the Ramah said. Yeah, Aaron?
Is it that right now your chiyuv isn't chal for, according to the Radvaz, you don't have a chiyuv of davening on Rosh Hashanah, so there's no point.
Oh.
You have a chiyuv of davening right now.
Good.
That's the reason.
Good, good. So number one, as Aaron says, it's two different mitzvahs. It's not like Kiddush Levana. I'm going to have the same mitzvah Kiddush Levana. The shayla is, should I do the mitzvah Kiddush Levana sooner or later? Here it's a question of, should I do today's davening or tomorrow's davening? Today's davening versus shofar. It's more than just reason. It's perhaps a similar ein mavir na ha-mitzvahs. It's not the same as reason. Number one, you're right, because the other mitzvah has, it's a later tomorrow. Rosh Hashanah Sukkot is going to be a different mitzvah, which has not even, as you said, has not even been chal yet. Yeah. That's difference number one. And difference number two, very, very sharp, Aaron. And difference number two is, number two, or another aspect of what you were saying, is that it's a question of, it's a zero-sum game. You either have it's two separate mitzvahs, and it's either this or that. It's one mitzvah to be docha the other. That's so the Achron point that Gemara Menachas Daf Mem Tes, that you're stuck in the Beis Hamikdash, the Romans have you under siege, and you have a limited number of sheep. So today is Shabbos. Let's imagine today is Shabbos, we have four sheep. So what should we do with the four sheep? So every day there's a din of Karban Tamid, which requires two sheep. On Shabbos is also a din of Musaf of Shabbos, which is an additional two sheep. We have a total of four sheep, and we do not anticipate being able to get out tomorrow. So the Gemara is a handle. Do you, for sure you bring Karban Tamid today, two sheep. What do you do with the other two sheep? Do you save them for tomorrow's Karban Tamid, or do you use them for today's Karban Musaf? Either or. So that's actually more similar to the Chacham Tzvi and the Ratvaz. Because that's a question, it's not a question of Zrizin. So if I bring a Musaf today that's more Zrizin Magdim L'mitzvahs than bringing a Karban Tamid on Sunday, why is that Zrizin? It is the mitzvah already in hand. It's Ein Mavirin Al HaMitzvahs. It's today's mitzvah, and that's what Aaron was saying. It's today's mitzvah versus tomorrow's mitzvah. Maybe a little bit akin to Osig Mitzvah Partim Na Mitzvah, perhaps. Not exactly the same, but similar logic. But it's not a din of Zrizin, and it's not even a question of doing this mitzvah now versus later, and now will be better than doing the same mitzvah later. It's doing this mitzvah now versus doing a different mitzvah later. It's a zero-sum game. It's not a question of kedim, it's a question of dechia, one or the other. So that's why that is not, it's a fascinating discussion, but not necessarily intertwined with what we are talking about here.